8 people have died and 25 were hospitalised in Houston, Texas over the weekend at rapper Travis Scott's Astroworld Music Festival. Scott appeared to encourage the crowd to rush forward, essentially crushing people to the point of suffocation, and footage of people being trapped and screaming had gone viral. Mark DiPoli asked Professor Alison Hutton of the University of Newcastle's School of Nursing and Midwifery to explain what the trigger was for this deadly crowd rush.
Travis Scott has a past history of encouraging his audience members to storm fences, push security guards out of the way. So, like, there are already, like, warning signs. So, before the event, and also the event organisers would look at the density. So ticket numbers and how many people could sit in the venue would also be something that would be looked at. But the culture of the audience and their motivation to please Travis Scott would have also been a contributing factor as well.
There have been reports from survivors that the crowd was so close together that people began to experience panic attacks, which unfortunately made the situation worse. What would your suggestions be to those who find themselves in a similar situation like this in the future?
If you do experience panic attacks or asthma or anything like that, to not even get into the crowd, into that really dense crowd in the first place would be number one. I say to people, stand more at the sides because it's easier to move in and out. But once you're actually in that dense mosh pit, it's actually really, really, it's quite difficult.
Can you explain the several specific things that went so wrong at Astroworld 2021?
My sure answer to that is going, don't put on an event with Travis Scott. And I know that sounds quite black and white, but he has came into this event with a poor reputation, inciting crowd, I'm not going to say violent, but inciting the crowd to be antisocial. Whereas if you go to the larger events, there's a culture to them. And if you're behaving against that culture, like the Glastonbury or the European, you are kicked out, you're asked to leave. And so culture of the event has a lot to do with how people behave. When you know that a crowd is getting more and more excited or more and more excitable, and most bands do this. They'll play a slower song. I'm going to use U2 as an example. I'm probably showing my age, right? But if they play Sunday, Bloody Sunday, and everyone knows it, and they jump all up and down and, they're having a great time, but if they play another song that's even faster, then the crowd will get even more frenetic. But if they want their mood to shift, then they'll play a softer love song. Okay, and that will bring the crowd down. And again, the singer talking in between and just talking to the crowd and, asking them how they're going, again, that will settle the crowd. So there are techniques to actually, keep the crowd from getting into that pushy, shabby, frenetic energy that I'm guessing was happening at the Travis Scott concert. Again, not being there, it's really difficult to really ascertain. But from the video footage and the tweets and the information that was coming out of it, it did seem that it was quite a frenetic crowd and it needed to be calmed down.
What must event organisers learn from Astroworld and implement in the planning stage of their next event?
Definitely being preemptive, just keeping an eye on the crowd, really monitoring what's going on, and if there are any issues that are happening, to stop the event. A really, really good example was, it was probably this time last year, I was in Adelaide and I was in a crowd event. We were all sitting in seats and it was Australian bands. Anyway, the June Rats came on and there was a song they play, Banana, and everybody just got up and raced to the front of the stage and started jumping around. But, it's in COVID times and they just stopped. They stopped playing. And guess what? Everybody went and sat back down in their corral. And I don't think it's that black and white, but, there are ways we can save the crowd. Look, that's not good enough, we're not going to, stand by that behaviour. I do think that the event organisers and the performers do have the power, especially the performer. The performer can make people, hands in the air, sing along to songs. They have a lot of power. I think they can really influence the crowd. But unfortunately, I think that did happen at this event, but towards a more negative outcome. And I am really, really sorry that, people lost their lives when they should have been enjoying themselves.
Professor Alison Hutton of the University of Newcastle School of Nursing and Midwifery, speaking there with Mark DiPoli.